News from Radio EcoShock. One of the quality and viral blogs in the United States is called Nature Noted by journalist Pat Burns. The November 5th article on major corporate investments in forests is deep and chilling. Money managers are rushing into the woods, buying big chunks in many states. According to Hancock Timber Resource Group, timberlands owned by the investment firms has increased 6 times their holdings since 1994. The Boston money managers, Grantham, Mayo, and Van Otterloo, bought 5% of the state of Maine just last year. Harvard University has put 10% of its multi-billion dollar endowments into timber. Yale University is also buying. The chief executive of Liberty Media Corp owns 75,000 acres along with his wife. As the baby boomers accumulate pensions and investment cash, their investment funds are buying into hard assets like timber, partly due to insecurity in the bond and stock markets. These massive purchases may or may not help protect forests. The size of the land holdings might prevent ecologically destructive fragmentation of woodlands, or it may spur a new logging boom. To get the full report, go to http://naturenoted.blogspot.com. PR Web release dated November 8th has a green stop during the American tour of Charles and Camilla. His Royal Highness Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, Camilla Parker Bowles, will receive an International Center for Environmental Arts Award by the American Cultural Ambassadors David and Renate Jakubka to commemorate their visit and to highlight the Prince's long-standing interest in the built environment and commitment to designing and creating urban areas with human interests. For the full story, go to bc.indymedia.org/newswire/display/6898/index.php. Indonesia has a long-running environmental radio program called Shabbat Alam, meaning Friends of Nature. Spokesman Yon Thairun says, "When we talk about sustainable environment, we must include our seas. If we can save the seas, we can save the land too from disaster. And the media must become a big player to support the sustainable development. Radio is close to the people. We can use radio to help educate about preserving our coastal environment." Shabbat Alam is distributed through the Internews network and reaches small power stations throughout the Indonesian archipelago. To find out more about the environment in Southeast Asia, try the Asia-Pacific Forum for Environmental Journalists, the APFEJ, at www.apfej.org. Although the site seems to come alive before and after major conferences. Your next purchase could help develop clean, renewable energy, according to the program called Our Energy. Consumers sign up free and then access a listing of businesses in Canada or the USA, which promise to contribute a portion of each purchase to new energy sources. You can pick which energy plan you want to support. For more information, go to www.ourenergy.us or ourenergycanada.com. The following news comes from wastenews.com, dated November 14th. A UN study names the 5 most serious environmental hotspots in Iraq. Working with Iraq to clean up contaminated sites throughout the country, the United Nations has released the findings of a study of environmental hotspots. There are 5 top areas of concern. The most seriously contaminated site found to date is an industrial metal plating facility south of Baghdad that is contaminated with numerous types of hazardous waste, including several tons of cyanamide compounds. UN environmental officials have secured $900,000 for the cleanup and hope to use some of the funds for at least one of the other top priority spots. UN officials warn that the 5 locales identified in their report, released November 10th, are likely, quote, the tip of the iceberg in terms of environmental hotspots. The country has a significant legacy of contaminated and derelict industrial and military sites, the report says. The report also states that destruction of the Iraqi military arsenal is creating new contamination and hazardous waste problems at scrapyards and munition dumps that could be better managed through improved working practices. The UN estimates that $40 million would be necessary to address all the issues contained in its report. Unfortunately, this first report doesn't seem to address the problem of radioactive waste from U.S. missiles and munitions carrying so-called depleted uranium, or DU. For more news on hazardous waste in America and many parts of the world, check the daily headlines at wastenews.com. A new law in San Francisco aims to protect Latina and Chinese women from mercury in fish. The first of its kind in the country, the ordinance will require grocery stores and restaurants to post mercury in seafood warning signs in English, Spanish, and Chinese in the city and county of San Francisco. The San Francisco Department of Health will enforce the ordinance during routine health inspections. Proposition 65 requires warnings about toxins, such as mercury in fish, that cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. Details at www.gotmercury.org. Ecological designer Jim Bell is offering a free downloadable book titled Creating a Sustainable Economy and Future on Our Planet. The book uses the San Diego and Tijuana area as a case study for planning our way out of the developing ecological crisis. The book arrives as an Adobe Reader file called a PDF. Bell gives permission to print out and pass on the book. To get your copy, go to www.jimbell.com. Listener Danny Gottlieb reminds us that 11 EPA employee unions, representing over 7,000 environmental and public health professionals of the civil service, have called for a moratorium on drinking water fluoridation programs across the country, and have asked EPA management to recognize fluoride as posing a serious risk of causing cancer in people. The unions acted following revelations of an apparent cover-up of evidence from Harvard School of Dental Medicine linking fluoridation with elevated risk of a fatal bone cancer in young boys. When EPA employees go public saying the government isn't acting on a known toxic compound tossed into our drinking water, it's time to sit up and listen. To get the full scoop, go to the Treasury Employees Union 280 site at www.nteu280.org. Finally, a reminder of some green radio programs. In New York State, check out Bob Lebensold's weekly program, Environmentally Sound, in New Rochelle. Web contact is WVOX AM 1460. The schedule is at www.wvox.com.
Good evening and welcome to Earthworms, the environmental information show on KDHX, St. Louis Community Radio.
In the St. Louis area, listen for Earthworms on KDHX 88.1 FM, airing live every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. The current show is posted at www.kdhx.org/programs/earthworms.htm. It's usually packed with on-theme, socially aware music from local artists as well. The kind of good sound you don't find anywhere else.
We were probably numbers 8 and 9 humans on Earth to have ever seen this forest and this particular grove of trees that we were going to.
Ancient forests, living sanctuaries of the sacred.
When you're walking in one of those forests, you literally feel as if you are going back in time.
Today on A World of Possibilities, saving the ancients, honoring the elders. A journey through trees and time, to discover what's being done to protect the world's last remaining old-growth forests.
Some of the finest environmental journalism arrives with good soundscapes and major interviews at the nonprofit radio program called A World of Possibilities. Their latest show, ready for your listening pleasure, is at aworldofpossibilities.com. It's titled, The Wind Will Carry Us, Moving Beyond the Oil Economy. Dive into their archives, which are available in the fine podcast collector offered free by WNYC Community Radio at WNYC.org. Click on Podcasting on the right-hand side of the main page. You'll be offered a small, free program that collects nonprofit radio journalism not only from the top-rated WNYC, but a lot of other producers in the U.S., Canada, Britain, and Australia. It's easy to operate, and it automatically grabs the latest programs you select from a list according to your tastes. It's today's best freebie. This has been news from Radio EcoShock. Find us on the web at www.ecoshock.org. Tell your friends.